Alan, I want to take a couple of minutes here to get an update from you, if we could, on AC21. Now, this is a group that you've been a part of for a while now, dealing with biotechnology.
Exactly right. We started about a year and a half ago as a charge by the Secretary of Agriculture to look at organic versus IP versus genetically modified crops and how they coexist. And we've been working on that for about a year and a half now.
So what was the overall objective then of the group?
The Secretary was looking for advice on how to handle coexistence, how to handle compensation mechanisms if there was a contamination by, his words, GE crops and organic crops. And so we looked at, unfortunately for us, USDA could not find any data for us to base our decisions on, any factual data, nor could the industry. So consequently, we had to use hypothetical situations to do that. And we come to a conclusion that will be finalized today. Matter of fact, November 8th.
So the group then put together recommendations that will go to the Secretary?
The group actually came together, and I think you'll see in the consensus report, both sides coming down through the report, whether it was biotech and GE or whether it was organic, and then some recommendations. Recommendations are that USDA needs to get more involved in the stewardship and education and incentive programs for farmers out there to talk about coexistence, which happens at the local area. One is that we were not given data. If USDA collects data that actually shows a compensation is needed, that they should use, as we suggest to them, a crop insurance model, where not only the public through the subsidy of crop insurance, but the people that are actually producing those crops would have investment in those programs. And so those are two of the key components that we give to the Secretary. Russell Redding, who is the Dean of Agriculture in Pennsylvania, will be presenting them to him probably next week.
Are you comfortable with what the recommendations include?
Well, I think modern agriculture is comfortable. I think you're going to see, out of the 35 members, you're going to probably see 30-plus that will support the consensus of the group. We give the Secretary a lot of latitude, but we also said you got to have data. We did not see anything that showed that GE was harming any organics. So if you have data, fine. If not, then you shouldn't go forward with the program. So we support it, and I think the biotech industry, and there were several on biotech, also support it. Having said that, we also recognize, at least I do, that consumers deserve a choice. And they deserve a choice in their food situation from modern agriculture all the way through organic, and let them choose what they want to eat.
As agriculture hears about these recommendations, what do you hope they will keep in their mind?
Well, I think, one, that we have to coexist and use common sense out here on the farmsteads. We're doing that now. I mean, whether that's buffer strips on seed corn or buffer strips on organic, those need to happen with that. And that there is a big area of education that can be still utilized through the extension services and through the land grants and through USDA if coordinated. And that needs to be increased probably, because there's a lot of people in the younger generations, if you will, that haven't had to deal with coexistence.
Alan, I appreciate the update on AC21.
Thank you much.